Chapter 2. A Monster in a Cave. It was night when they arrived at the next island. In the morning they saw green trees, flowers and golden cornfields. Odysseus's men were very hungry and thirsty. "We will find food and water here," said Odysseus. 12 men left the ships and went with Odysseus. Soon they came to a very big hole in the hillside. "It's a cave," said Odysseus. "Perhaps someone lives here. Shh." The 12 men and Odysseus walked into the cave. Suddenly, they heard some sheep. At the back of the cave, they saw them. There were about 100 sheep. The men found lots of good food, too. "Let's take it all back to the ships," said one of the men. But Odysseus said, "No, you may eat just a little of the cheese. I want to find out who lives in this place. We may make friends with him." As night fell, the hillside started to shake. Odysseus picked up his sword.
Crash! Crash!
A monster with huge hairy feet walked into the cave. At first, the monster did not see Odysseus and his men. It started a fire and dragged a huge rock across the mouth of the cave to make a door. Then it saw Odysseus.
"Who are you?" it yelled. "Don't you know that this cave is my home? Why are you here? And why are you eating my food?"
The monster was huge. It had arms and legs like hairy trees. But that was not the worst thing. The worst thing was its one huge eye, right in the middle of its forehead. Odysseus knew that this was a cyclops.
"We are Greek sailors," he said, "on our way home from Troy. We're on this island because we must have food and water. Will you help us?"
"I will not," yelled the Cyclops. "I will not help Greek sailors, but I will eat them."
The terrified men looked at the monster's big black teeth. The monster laughed and then lay down.
"But first I must sleep," it said, and shut its one eye.
When the Cyclops began to snore, Odysseus ran across the cave. He picked up a burning branch from the fire and pushed it into the face of the Cyclops. The Cyclops screamed. It jumped up and ran round the cave. It crashed into things and yelled in a voice that sounded like thunder.
"I can't see! I can't see! Where are you? You must be punished!"
It felt around the cave with its huge hairy hands.
"Where are you? When I catch you, I will!
But Odysseus and the sailors were too fast for the Cyclops.
"You will not catch us,"
they called out as they ran from the monster. But they could not leave the cave because of the huge rock. They ran round the cave until the Cyclops was exhausted. And then, when it was asleep again, Odysseus made a plan. In the morning, Odysseus watched as the monster woke up and had something to eat. As it ate, it yelled,
"I am blind! I can't see my food! I can't see my sheep! I can't see my hand! What good is an eye if it can't see? I will never be happy again!"
One of the men started to speak, but Odysseus said,
"Shh! I must let the sheep out to find food, said the Cyclops.
It went to the mouth of the cave and dragged the rock away. As the sheep ran out onto the hillside, the monster touched the wool on the back of each one and counted them. It heard the sound of their feet, but it did not see them. And it did not see Odysseus and his 12 sailors. Each man hid under a sheep, clinging to its wool as it ran out of the cave.